latest world radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Bumi.
Hello, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Great to have you on the show once again. I hope your day has been good.
It's good to be back. It has been good. How has yours been?
No, mine has been good as well. Nice and easy. I normally have lots of pressures on a daily basis, but today was fantastic. Lovely, man. Thank you for asking.
Now,
we kicked off this series last week with an introduction wherein we, heard the importance of even having a vision and the timing of outlining and clarifying that vision. And so you do not plant a seed in the harvest season. That's what you emphasized. And so we continue with our chat together with you. Today we are talking about the topic becoming. Please take us through it. Becoming. Yeah.
So I promise you I'm not going to quote any words from Michelle Obama's book Becoming. But I am going to share a concept or a phenomenon that I believe was conceptualized by Mike Robbins. And he has this model called Be, Do, Have, right?
Okay.
And I know we have two more weeks to go. So today we'll talk about the be part, next week the do, and then we'll end off with the have.
So hang on. It's do, mm-hmm. be, and
it's
what?
It's be, do, have.
Have, okay. All right.
And maybe let me start it off by saying a lot of us think in reverse when it comes to attaining to the things that we've seen in our visions or the things that we aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have those things without doing the things that will help us to have those things. But mm-hmm. before we can do, we don't think of becoming the person that can do the things who will so that they can have the things they want to have.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I haven't confused anyone. But basically, the premise of this is you have to focus on becoming the person you need to be in order for the activities that gain those things to happen. Let me give an example. So I am a speaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right now I haven't done any international talks.
Right.
So I decide to say, I'm a local speaker versus saying, actually, I am an international speaker. Mm. Assume that identity already changes the way I spend my day.
So even before it occurs, I apologize for interjecting there. So even before that the phenomenon takes place, that is, an international speaker, you begin to describe yourself as such.
Yep.
I see.
What that does is it puts you in a position to make decisions better,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say choices, because a choice is choosing between one of many things.
Yeah, yeah.
But a decision is cutting out the things that are not necessary or that will not be beneficial for
mm-hmm.
a certain act.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about becoming, and I'm saying you need to show up as the person who is already that thing. So if I say I'm an international speaker, I cannot then spend a day without having a conversation that is fruitful. I cannot spend the day sleeping when I should be reading. There are things that I cannot afford to do because I know in my mind I am the person that I say that I am. So with everybody, last week we spoke about having a vision, right? And
yeah.
I'm still talking about that. But if the vision says you are a type of person or you exist in a certain space that you currently don't see yourself now, in the very first thing to do is to become the person for whom it makes sense to do the things that will result in the desired outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
very, very first thing. If I say I am a healthy mom and I'm not a mom, if I say I am a healthy mom, I am a kind of mother that runs around with her kids or will run around with
mm-hmm.
her kids,
mm-hmm.
then food that I eat needs to make sense for the person I want to become in 5 to 10 years time.
I see.
So that's the message that I want to plant today,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
we need to first become the person before we can think of doing the things and then having the thing. Otherwise, those things will never come if we aren't that person or we don't show up
mm-hmm.
as that person.
Hello, Mpumi, are you still here?
I am still here.
Now, I just want to check with you. It's a beautiful phenomenon, actually. A very, very sound one at that. Now, I just want to check, though. If I'm saying, for instance, in my case, I'm a broadcaster, and yes. I'm actually, you know, an international broadcaster in some of the biggest platforms, and that actually does not come to fruition, doesn't that trap me for some disappointment?
Oh, it certainly can. It certainly can. But here's the beauty about that, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're not waiting for the thing to eventually happen before you can show up as that person. Mm-hmm. So there's this, and it's a very tricky one. Mm-hmm. There's this thing in psychology where you are often taught or told not to ideate or to ponder upon an idea for long.
Yeah.
And we're warded against doing that is because in our minds, when you think about something too long, you sort of exist in that space and the mind tricks you to believing that it already happened when it hasn't already happened. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm going to do a reverse of that in this case to say, if you're already showing up as that person, doesn't your life become better for having already decided that you are the person anyway? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When I read books, I'm not at a detriment for having read them than if I hadn't.
I get you.
Exactly. When I have conversations with my friends or on my social media platform, am I not better off for having done that and having shown up as that person because I already believe that I was? That is the beauty of this, that you already show up as that person. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was Paul who said, well, we come and plant, someone else waters, but it's God who's responsible for the harvest. Mm-hmm. I say that have to divorce ourselves from the outcome because all we can control is the input and we leave the result to God. Mm-hmm. But I maintain that even if it never happened in the long run, you would not be at a loss or in a detriment because you already showed up as that person. And mm-hmm. because you were, you did the things that were satisfactory to being that person.
Mm. Actually, this also spills over to the company that you keep, I believe, and you know, places that you get to, etc.
100%. And you're completely right, because when you've already decided that you are a certain person, you don't have any odd conversation or any type of conversation that won't feed to what you want to be or do. Mm-hmm. You do not surround yourself with people who it does not make sense for someone of that nature to be associated with. So it literally changes everything about you because in your mind, you are that person. And I'm going to give such a, it's not a silly example, but it's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. So I for some time, I've been following the Miss South Africa pageant, right?
Right.
And 2021, a lady called Lalela Mswane won. Mm-hmm. And when she was interview, she said that when she was younger, when she'd watched the pageant, she decided, I am Miss South Africa. And so when her mom would say, oh, let's go to town to go get a few things, she would never leave the house without ikwai kwai nyana or her hair done or the princess dress, because in her mind, she said, a Miss South Africa would never show up in public looking like the person who is in this house. I have to look like a Miss South Africa because that is who I am. Mm-hmm. Today, the way she dresses, the way she walks, it's because from a very young age, she told herself, I am Miss South Africa. And it informed everything she did and everything she said and all the dreams and the opportunities and the decisions that she then decided to associate herself with because she believed that she was that person before a crown was even presented.
It's a wonderful, wonderful principle. Now, there's a question that's coming on the line. And those of you who want to please connect with us, please do so at +27 734 703 520. Now, here's the question. Let me just quickly read it out. It says, this teaching can be concerning for Christians in particular, as it seems to lean towards the New Age positive thinking teachings. Is there any biblical reference that also supports becoming?
Ooh, I really love this question, but I'm going to give myself homework. Can I please go find some substantiative text? And then when you speak next week, I'll start off by sharing that.
Oh, fantastic. I hope that you out there at home, please stick around. She's got to be back next week and this will be attended to. Now, Mpumi, before I let you go, So between the dream, I would say it's the dream, because one is dreaming of becoming Miss South Africa at some point, and so yeah. they live this life of a Miss South Africa until at a point where someone is crowned now to finally has achieved this objective.
Mm-hmm.
At the point where you have now gained what you were looking for, what then?
Please repeat that question.
At the point where you have now gained what you were working towards, what then? Mm-hmm. What then?
Can I actually just flip the question, but ask it back?
Okay.
Why would becoming that person then deter you from continuing to live like that? What is your thinking around that?
Well, I'm thinking, okay, you had this aim that you were gunning for, mm-hmm. and you worked mm-hmm. towards it for a couple of years, and now it has happened, and you've clinched it, and you've got a big sigh of relief. I have arrived.
Yeah.
It could trap you into complacency, as it were, because now there's nothing else that you were working towards and putting all your energy towards, etc. Now that you've attained this, it may actually cause you to say, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah. Do we ever stop growing and evolving? Because I can imagine that even in the space where you want to see yourself or the kind of levels you want to be at, mm-hmm. those are not without their own challenges or without their own milestones to reach. So I don't think we will ever, especially not on this side of eternity, I don't think we will ever get to a place where we are, and I'm not talking about contentment, right? So discontentment.
Yeah.
I think at every stage, whether you're still trying to actualize and become the person that God had in mind when He made you, there is still a level of contentment in every season and at every stage. But I don't think we will ever get to a place where we stop growing and we stop evolving. And this is also going to be, it may sound like a tangent of an example, mm-hmm. but I want you to think about it. So Jesus's life, right?
Right.
Even before he was born, the angel said to Mary, you are going to carry the Messiah. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. was so. A couple of months later, the Messiah was born. And at every point in Jesus's life, he was fulfilling the mandate of saving the world from its sin. A lot of us think that the only time the manifestation happened was when he was on the cross. But think about when he was 12 and teaching mm-hmm. and teaching in the temple, when he was feeding the 5,000 men with their wives and their children. It was all leading to a point of you need to be saved and reconciled back to the Father. Mm-hmm. And then he hung on a tree. And one would think, oh, it was over. He had completed his mission. To this day, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of his Father interceding for us mm-hmm. because his role never ceased. It changed form. I mean, it changed dimension because that is what he was meant to do from the very beginning. And to this day, in 2024, on the 13th of November, mm-hmm. he is ensuring that we are still reconciled back to our Father. So I do not think that growing and evolving ever comes to an end, because then it would make sense for God to decide that, oh, it's all right, let this person rest because they are done. Mm-hmm. It's just like with Moses, because his mandate was, you take the Israelites out of Egypt. It was never get them to the promised land. That was Joshua's mandate. And once the Israelites were out, God saw it fit that Moses can rest so that the next person takes on the baton and continues. So I really believe that while we still have breath and while we still exist, the thing we are meant to do and the person we are meant to become will never stop evolving and never stop growing.
Mm. Yeah, no, beautiful, beautiful. Now, here's another question coming on the line on +27734703520. It says, in my endeavors to become what I want to be, is it possible to find it, you find it so challenging that it signals that perhaps I should try something different? Or is it a sign maybe to try harder? You know, for example, if an aspiring Miss SA finds that it's too much for her to always be dressed up before she leaves the house, does that mean she should change course, try something else?
Oh, man, I think this is a question that each of us battle with, at least those of us who are honest enough with our disappointments and mm-hmm. our feelings and our reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always is this no telling me to stop because there's a different path that I need to take? Mm-hmm. Or is it telling me to change maybe vehicle or to change the street or to change whatever it is to get me to that destination? I think this is where being connected to the Holy Spirit comes into play a lot. You know, when God said, I am the vine and you are the branches. We will never know if it's time for us to flourish or it's time for us to fall off because it's that season. But when we are connected to the vine, even falling off is not a strange phenomenon because we know, no, it doesn't mean I'm no longer connected. It just means that it's the season. I will be back and growing new branches. So we really need to be connected because it is in that stillness. And, you know, I never used to really understand that verse, be still and know that I am God. I wrestled with it. I tossed it up and down because I wanted to understand it. And until recently, God said to me, it's in the stillness that I make myself known to you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't have those still moments enough for us to hear that God is saying, move left, move right. And I think there's a verse in Jeremiah that says, you will hear the voice saying, this is the way. Go in it. And so I think it's very important for us to be still so we can know what God is saying and to be so connected to the Holy Spirit that we know and we're able to discern that continue in this way, I'm building resilience, I'm building character, or no, this is not the way, turn around. And I think this also very, and I'm just adding to what I'm saying, but even with the journey of the Israelites out of Egypt, they only knew to move when the cloud above them moved. Mm-hmm. They knew to turn left or right when that cloud turned left or right. Mm-hmm. They knew to stop, whether it is for a year or a month, because the cloud was not going anywhere. And we need to make sure that we are always under God's cloud so that when he moves, we move. When he turns, we turn. And when he stops, we know to stop because it is him that says we need to stop.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this becoming and, you know, practicing to be that which you want to be, what is the role played by those around you? Do you share this dream with people around? Because, you know, if you share it, some will say, well, don't talk about it because... what happens then? Is it something that you keep within yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to be this person at some point. So you work towards it silently and then let it speak when it comes. Or do you source out some support around you? How do you do that?
Which is also a challenging one as well, right? Because the same Joseph who should have held his peace with his brothers and not shared because they threw him in a pit and they sold him into slavery, the same Joseph shared with the butler and the baker to say, hey, when you get there, let them know that I am this person, right? So it's a bit tricky to know who to share with and who not to share with them, whether to share or not to share at all. And again, it's very important to discern and to know the role that certain people play in our lives. I know for a fact that there are people I cannot share things with, and not because they're bad people, but because their capacity and the vision and their vision will never go to the place where God is sending me to go, where God wants me to go. But there are those people who, if I share, they may connect me to the right people. They will help accelerate what God has put in my heart. So it's very important to know the role and capacity that people, the role that they play and the capacity that they have, so that we don't find ourselves frustrating us and them with visions that were meant to either be shared with other people or kept to ourselves altogether. So it's very important to have wisdom in that regard.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Mpumi, I must thank you so much, man, for coming through. Wonderful conversation, great insights that you have put across. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to be talking to you again next week, same time and same place.
Thank you so much. And that question, I promise I'll do my homework and I'll come back with the answer next week.
Lovely, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good one.
Have a lovely one. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.